Blog Talk Radio.
What is poppin', people? Shemez to Major. Doing it real big as usual, like only we can do it. Today we have a guest. We have Miss Darlette Gale, an artist out of the Washington, D.C. area. Gonna definitely have a good time tonight. Gonna give you a few updates, let you know what's popping with us. I know how it goes down about this time. Hip hop our way. What do you want me to do? I'm sorry.
I thought I told you. I'm a mogul.
Heads up, here we come, y'all live in effect. Mic check, keep your ears moving right to the deck. This is true hip hop, old school flip flop. With a new school twist, just to make it hot. To the clock, tick tock, and you don't stop. Got in the street, taking over the whole block. Lock to the boys, we need to make more room. Move, get out the way, cause we about to kick in the door. With sports, new music, movies, awards too. You never seen nothing like this, I assure you. Sorting through, separating facts from fiction. What was the dad of this one? Going backstage, you ain't getting text admission. Better switch gears, this here's a fast addiction. Listen, process is term to progress. We got that, we don't care who got next.
All right, people, this is your Mr. Major. We're going to do it real big like we always do. Wanted to give you guys a quick update like I always do about this time. First thing, one thing that's very important to me, and I wanted to make sure I update you guys on, I've recently been in touch with the Obama campaign in this area. And for those of you who've been, there's been a lot of different type of emails going around about what you can and cannot do and all these different things. I wanted to reach out to them and see if we can get someone to actually come on the show and really tell us exactly what can and cannot be done and all that type of stuff. So look forward to that. We don't have a set date yet. We're working on the details on that, but we're going to try to get someone from the Obama campaign to come on so we all are in the know so they can't pull the wool over our eyes this year. So I'm definitely be on the lookout for that. Mondays, for those of you don't know, the show is now Monday through Thursday. I have a co-host that's going to be starting. She used to be one of my correspondents, moved up to co-host, my girl Cece, so she's going to be on that. Also, tomorrow we have Miss Nicki Minaj. For those of you who don't know, she's part of Lil Wayne's label, Young Money Entertainment. She's been doing it really big. Recently, we have her, and we also have Gina Rose out of the D.C. area. Tomorrow's an hour show, so we're definitely excited about those two guests. We're just trying to have a good time, man, and really try to get it on for you guys and really make these things happen. Let's see, I think we have a caller. Caller, can you hear me? Okay, we're having a little technical difficulty. Please bear with us. Trying to make sure we get this right. Caller, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, this is Darlette.
Darlette, how are you doing, sweetheart?
I'm good.
Good. For those of you who don't know, this is Miss Darlette, as she sounds so innocently on the phone. an artist based out of the Washington, D.C. area. Mm-hmm. Definitely doing major things. We want to get her on and really, you know, kind of get into your brain a little bit. Let us know what's going on with you. First thing I want to ask you, I know you get this question a million times, for sure.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of think I had an idea once I saw some pictures, but I'm going to just come out and say it. White chocolate.
Yeah.
Where does that come from?
Okay, so people probably, for the people who do have the white chocolate CD, they should know because it's explained in the insert inside.
Uh-huh.
But basically, I was looking for, you know, some type of, an icon like to associate myself with.
Okay.
And, like Beyonce has the bee and, you know, Mariah does the butterfly thing, which I am a butterfly. But she had that, so I couldn't take that. But anyway.
Right.
Yeah, so I was looking around and trying to think of things, and I like tigers. So I came across the white tiger. And then when I read up on the white tiger, and my cousin, too, she used to always call me white chocolate you know, because me and my sister are very light skinned, and on my father's side, they got a little bit more color than, well, you know, so she used to call me white chocolate. So, but then when I read the description of the white tiger, you know, I was like, wow, this really fits me. And then it's like the white tiger is white with chocolate stripes. So I was like, oh, this is perfect. So that's why I ended up choosing, you know, when I found the tiger, I was like, this is so perfect. And then I named the CD White Chocolate because my cousin always called me that, and it was just like a perfect match. So that's how I came up with the whole, you know, concept of the white chocolate for the white, you know, for the white chocolate CD. So
that's
what
what's up. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So
what were you going to say? I'm sorry. I said, what were you going to say? I'm sorry. I'm in the control.
No, I said, so that's where that comes from. That's the origin of the white chocolate thing.
Okay, I got you. Well, tell us this, because we're always interested. I know our listeners are always interested in how someone gets started in the music business. What made you decide the music business was, somewhere you wanted to go?
Yeah, okay. So, I mean, you know, I used to sing all the time when I was younger. You know, I was in, you know, the glee club at my schools and the choirs at different, you know, a church. And earlier, I was in a rap group, too. So I always kept myself around music stuff. So I was in a rap group. The group was called Complexity, and it was with me and two other girls. And we wrote stuff, we recorded a demo, you know, I think we even met Puffy when he was at Howard. Well, we didn't meet him, but our stuff was submitted to him when he was at Howard University back then. And the stuff was hot, but, you know, I ended up getting pregnant, another girl ended up getting pregnant, the group fell apart, so that was that. But then when I got back into it this time with the music stuff, my cousin, his name is Sean Lorenzo. He's, you know, he's in the, he was in the documentary of Rafael Edmonds that I think it was May 3rd films with Kirk Frazier.
Right.
He was
right.
in that, and he, you know, he does some rapping and stuff too. So this guy we grew up with was like, I need somebody to lay some vocals on this track. So he told him to call me, and then I ended up doing it. And then after working with him on that one song, which is on my CD, it's called Love Me Not, I ended up getting connected with the producer, and he gave me tracks, and I wrote to him and did more recording, and then, you know, ended up going to Florida, competing to it in this competition. Then I got linked up with some people out at Interscope in L.A., and it just kind of snowballed, and I just kept going with it, and it ended here.
That's
what happened. It just kind of fell in my lap, and I just took it, and I just said, you know, I'm going to do it.
Okay. Right. Tell us about your label. And the reason why I'm very curious of this, I recently interviewed an artist out of New York. Her name is Nina B. She's a rapper. And we were talking about a woman owning a label, because the label she's on is owned by a woman as well. So talk about kind of the difficulties of that, the good, the bad type deal. You know, do people take you seriously? Because they said sometimes at first that was one of their issues. People weren't taking seriously, like, oh, that was cute type stuff. Have you had to run into any problems like that with your own label?
Actually, no, because I just kind of just started my own label for the business aspect, just to make sure I have all my stuff that I write. You know, published under my company, and everything is, you know, registered under that. So I kind of didn't know anything about business. I mean, I didn't go to college for business or nothing like that. So everything is pretty much touch and go with me. But, like, I would go to conferences and stuff, and just anywhere I can get any type of information, I would take that information and try to use it to my benefit. So I'm not no, like, label like that, but I am a label. And, you know, when I present myself, it's more so on the artist side as opposed to the label, because my label is not really established to the point where I want it to be to be able to sign on more acts. But I am the first artist under my label. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
so
I got
that's
you.
That's why. Mm-hmm.
And what's the name of your label? Because I didn't want to mispronounce it. Say it for me.
It's Edelrad Music Company, and Edelrad is Darlette backwards. So that's where I got that from.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I see you. I'm not, and I was wondering because I was not going to butcher the name. You wasn't going to talk about me later.
No, it's all good.
So I understand too. And getting back to the whole woman thing, kind of controlling your own destiny type deal. You also produced your first video. Is that correct?
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm.
How did that work out, and what made you decide, okay, I'm going to produce this thing myself?
Well, I mean, you know, again, I'm under my own label. I have been to so many different record labels and met with so many record label executives, and just meeting with them and having the opportunity to be able to go to these labels and meet these people. You know, when I met with them, things may not have worked out where I got signed, but they would give me information, you know, as to where an artist needs to be. And
okay.
I would just come out here and just grind and do what I needed to do. So I just pretty much, like I said, every opportunity I get to learn something or hear something from somebody who's in a position to help me, I take that information and I pour it back into, you know, my project.
Right.
So I hope I answered your question.
No, definitely. Because we're really big on the education process on the show.
Yeah.
We want to let people know. It's not everything you see on TV, first of all, ain't real.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So we try to let people know the real side of the music game. Everyone thinks
it's
just, you know, you get signed all of a sudden and all of a sudden you're making millions of dollars. It truly doesn't work like that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it can happen. It can happen, but you know, I mean, if you won't wait for it to happen, you'll be waiting. You know,
exactly.
I do think it's those things out there where people been out here and doing this and this and that, and nobody don't know who they are, and they get in the right position and they blow up.
Right.
Sometimes it happens for people, but I just believe, I mean, you can't sit around and wait on that. And if I'm an investor, I'm going to look at somebody who's serious. I'm not going to invest my money in somebody who just think, oh, they God's gift to creation and they got a good voice and people owe them something.
Right.
You know
what
I'm saying? I'm not going to invest my money in that. Because people like that, they don't work hard, they don't appreciate it, and they're not going to do nothing.
Right.
Hard work.
That makes sense. Definitely makes sense.
So
tell us about
the
album.
Hard work, huh?
Yeah, tell us a little bit about the album.
Okay, so the White Chocolate CD is 8 songs on there. I did 4 songs with a DC producer. His name is Spanky. His company is called Spank Ass Production. I don't even know where Spanky is at today, but shout out to Spanky. And 4 songs was done with an LA producer. I recorded out in Burbank, California, with a producer. His name is Roy Royalty Hamilton, and he's done stuff with like R. Kelly, Destiny's Child, Britney Spears, whole bunch of Kelly Price. He's worked with a lot of artists, you know, mainstream artists. So I had the opportunity to work with him as well. And 3 of the songs, I co-wrote a song with them out there, which is So Good to You. And 3 of the other songs on my CD that I did with the DC producer, I wrote and arranged. So I wrote, and that's Hold Me, Love Me, My Baby, and Who Do You Think I Am. I wrote all 3 of those songs and made the vocal arrangements for those. So that's the deal with that.
Okay. Let's do this. I got a few more questions to ask you. I want to ask you about the Velocity Magazine Awards. I want to ask you about winning the ASCAP Award and what upcoming projects you got. But before I do that, what we're going to do is, since you just mentioned it, let's get into your joint, So Good to You, right?
Okay.
Is this the current thing? Because I know you said you have another single coming out, but is this the current one that you're...
is not the current single. The current single I also co-wrote is called I Know You Want It, and I work with a producer from Baltimore. Well, actually, he's from New Jersey, but he was in Baltimore when I worked with them.
Okay.
But this is So Good to You. This is the single from the White Chocolate CD.
Gotcha.
The one I was pushing as the single for that CD.
Okay, gotcha. And this is the one you shot the video for as well, right?
Yes.
Gotcha. I gotcha. So this is what we're going to do, guys. We're going to get into Darlette Gale, So Good to You. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
All right, people, we are back. This is MNC Major. This is We Got Now Radio. If you guys have any questions, we're here live with Mr. Darlette Gale. That was so good to you. You can hit us up 646-200-4965, 646-200-4965. Okay, what was the inspiration for that song?
Oh, my God, that is the sweetest little song. I just love that song. It's so sweet. Like I said, when I went out to L.A. and worked with Roy and his group, Godfather Productions, on that track, and it wasn't totally complete. It just had a little bit more writing to do to it. So I worked with this girl named China, and we kind of just wrote the last little part, the only part I put in there was when it says, "But they can't convince me because I know what I got." That's my little part right there.
Okay.
But that was the white chocolate part, but I did, you know, add my little own little flavor to the song. But the song is just, it was pretty much, the concept was done when I got there. So
okay.
I had no inspiration on it. I just, when I heard it, I just knew I wanted it. So it was hot. I loved it. And I just added that little one little part to it, and that's what I did. So
I got you. That's good. Well, let me ask you this thing. Who are your musical influences overall? When you write a song, when you're sitting down, whatever, or even if you feel a song, you know, because I think when good music is produced, I think there's some type of feeling in it. Whether you wrote it or not, there's always some type of feeling and evokes emotion. So who would you say inspires you or influences you?
It depends. You can get inspiration for anything, but a lot of times, like if I write to a track, the track inspires me. And like that, the number two on my CD, which is called Hold Me, Love Me. When I first heard that track, first thing that came to my mind was Chaka Khan, Hold Me. I forgot what her name, the name of her song is that she did, but I took something out of that song, and it's in that song, and it goes, "Hold me tight, what's the matter with you? Love me right." You know that song by Chaka Khan to do that?
All right, you're teasing them right now. I'm just letting you know. They're gonna call me up and be really mad. Like, what are you making say? I'm just saying. So you're really teasing them right now.
No,
you're doing a great job. Now they're gonna woke up, get the album. You're doing a great job.
But anyway, that particular track inspired. When I heard it, I thought of Chaka Khan, and that was the inspiration. Now, if I write something just off of my own melody that God gives me, that's what I say. It's inspired by God.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, but I'm still a little upset you teasing them like that. That was good though. I enjoyed that.
Thank you.
That little tease. You have a very nice voice. I'm telling y'all, y'all go get the album. Before she get up, we're going to let y'all know where y'all can get it and all that, because I know y'all mad right now. I know y'all upset, but so good. Do a favor. Let's, because, you know, we're both in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the D.C. music scene for the most part. Because I've always said this. To me, D.C. is one of the major markets, no question. But the music scene has always kind of, from what I've been told, I mean, I'm talking just coming outside and seeing it and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's never really come outside of the city a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We've had artists here and there, but it has never been like that big push outside the city. What do you think about that?
You're saying that, you know, D.C. doesn't support its own artists? Is that what you're saying?
I won't say that. I think that's almost the issue sometimes.
Huh?
Especially in the go-go scene. The go-go scene is based out of just D.C., if you know.
Oh,
it support.
It doesn't go outside of D.C.
Right. It hasn't gone out of the borders of D.C. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll say this. The music that the D.C. residents created, which we call go-go, that music that we kind of created as our own, and nobody else don't know about it. Some people may feel it. It's the beat, you know, the beat that's the crazy part and what's so addictive about the music, right? But the reason why it doesn't go outside because it's not, you know, but now they're getting better with more original material. But it's more of the whole concept of not having anything original. They do a lot of cover stuff, and it's just no originality. It's pretty much they do well. The go-go bands have got comfortable, you know, because they can make money in their own city. And I'm not going to say D.C. don't support their own talent because them go-go bands make cake. They make
exactly.
People
exactly.
go out, support them go-go bands, baby. Trust me.
Right.
But what I'm saying is that they have to be a little bit more original to go outside of because people are not going to, I mean, you know, they'll hire you for their gigs to play cover songs, but nobody's going to buy it.
Right.
You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Right.
And at the end of the day, them labels want to see them numbers.
Right, exactly. And that's what it is, too.
You know,
I would tell people it's about that barcode.
Yeah.
It's about that
labels
sound
like
and up and then,
what
yeah,
they
yeah,
can
definitely.
Get off of you, pretty
right.
much.
Right. Very true. And I'm going to say this. I've always said I think D.C. has some of the most talented people I've ever seen
Absolutely.
Who nobody knows. And it's almost like, you know, it is. I mean, I don't even want to get into that. That's a whole nother
show.
But
it works for them. You know, it works for them.
Right.
Because
it's
the ones who want to get out, get out.
Right. It's definitely a hustle. Let me ask you this. ASCAP Award. Tell me a little bit about that.
Okay. So, I'm a member, of course, of ASCAP. And they have this ASCAP Plus program, and pretty much all it is that you submit your material just like you do with everything else. Every year they do it. You submit your information to them, and what they want to know is, you know, you already got your songs and stuff registered with them, but they just want to see, like, your past, you know, for the year, how many shows you've been doing, you know, what your progress is and stuff like that. And you send, you know, a certain time frame, and you send the stuff to them, and they have board members that some panel people who makes the decisions. And I got selected twice. This is my second year winning it.
So you have two ASCAP awards.
Well, actually, you don't actually get a plaque or an award. You get money.
But,
you get money.
Right.
And
oh, ain't nothing wrong with that either.
Oh, no. I'm happy about it. You know, it's not all that, but it's recognition from ASCAP, first of all, which is
right.
to me because it's so many other people who are affiliated with this, and they're so huge. And for them to even acknowledge you is an honor, honestly.
Right.
Because,
right.
I mean, I feel like this. Somebody at ASCAP is seeing my name, and I don't know how many other people they're going to say, dang, this girl, you know, from D.C., she's sending her stuff. Look how many shows she be doing. Look at all the stuff she be doing. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I'm honored.
Exactly. Well, speaking of awards, let me see if I can get all your awards there. Best R&B female, best album, and best video.
Wow.
Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct, sir.
Okay. Are you excited, or are you just kind of like, I'm going to take it as
oh. I was very excited about it, and I was so, don't do that. I was very excited about it, and when I saw that I was nominated in those categories, which, again, I did submit my information.
Right.
And somebody must have saw it and said, hey, this girl grinding, hustling, or, you know, and I submitted my stuff. They must have, you know, enjoyed it, and they gave me the nomination. So I was grateful for that. And, yes, I'm very excited, and I'm, you know, I'm performing too. So that's major.
Right. For those of you who don't know, we're talking about the Blasphemy Magazine Awards. I've been mentioning it before because we're actually nominated for Best Show, Best Radio Show. So I mentioned it before, but Miss Darlette Gale has been nominated for 3 different awards. And what I want to do, something that we like to do, is called 60 Seconds of Fame, because obviously everyone can't win awards. So what we want you to do is really simple. Give your acceptance speech.
Oh,
if you get up on that stage and win that award, give your acceptance speech. Who would you thank?
I would thank God. I would thank my family. I would thank my cousin for hooking me up with the producer. I would thank the producer for, you know, working with me and produce his music. I would thank all of the open mic people who allowed me to come. Dre helped you know, get me out in D.C. and get my buzz going, and, you know, all of the people who allowed us to come and just sharpen our skills at the open mic, I thank them, and I thank all of the people who believe in me. I thank the ones who didn't believe in me because they make me determined to do it anyway. And just, you know, every Velocity magazines for allowing me to come and even giving me the nominations. I thank them. And, you know, just that's, you know.
Well, you have a great opportunity to get that with three nominations. You definitely have a great opportunity to give that speech. But before I let you go, I need one thing, though. I need a little something, because you gave them a little something. I didn't need a little more, just a little bit.
A little bit more? What?
I need you to sing something, just a little bit, because you already teased them a little bit. I need you to give them a little more, little bit.
I'm trying to think what I'm going to sing. Okay, so since I'm going to do this for the war show, I'll go ahead and sing a little bit of this.
No problem.
I know you want it, yeah. You want it, I can tell the way you're on it, yeah. Stop fronting, I know you want it, so come get it then, come get it then, yeah, come get it then, come get it. That's kind of like singing.
I'm done. Let people know when they can get your info, get your CD, and reach out to you.
Okay. Yeah, y'all can reach out to me by going to my MySpace page. It's myspace.com/DarletteGayle, and that's spelled DarletteGayle. And my official website is DarletteGayle.com, spelled the same way on both of those sites. You could just click on the CD and get my white chocolate CD. And if you are better on iTunes, both of those projects are on iTunes as well. Just search for Darlette Gayle, and you should be able to find my white chocolate CD and the new single, I Know You Want It. So that's how you get at me. That's how you get my product, and that's what it is.
Sounds good. Well, Ms. Darlette Gayle, it's been a pleasure. Definitely look forward to seeing you in the next month or so. We definitely appreciate you coming on to the show.
Okay, thank you for having me.
All right, you have a good one.
Okay, bye.
All right, people, this is your man, C-Maze, another great show. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow. We got Nicki Minaj, Young Money Entertainment's own. But, you know, this is your man, C-Maze. And remember, we got now. We don't care who got next. Peace!